All right.
And we're here. 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm doing it. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast. And I am here, Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater. And with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Fresno.
We made it to another month. We are now into July.
We're in it.
Getting ready for the 4th.
All of the July dates are ready for
us. Well, right. That is true. But the 4th is the one I think people recognize. Rest of July is like...
Before you go deep into the summer heat and not to be seen again until late September.
Right, there you go.
Like the 4th of July is like the last of the funness.
Right, it's the last time you'll go outside for like a given reason.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
like,
you're going to be done with the outside for the next couple months.
I got to go outside because there's fireworks out there, you know. All right, so we're here to talk about all things Fresno pop culture and whatnot. So let's just dive right in. And I really have nothing to talk about
We got lots of the things.
I'm sure there's plenty.
We got we're gonna talk about this Clovis West stuff and
Clovis West
fake
B
news and all that stuff, but I'm throwing
news,
we have to talk about we're supposed to be dragging down Fulton Street at this point, Josh.
At this very moment?
Yes.
Who says that?
The original dates for it to be done was like we're past it, right?
Okay. I don't know.
And they're still tearing up stuff.
Well, so yes. I think I was down there yesterday, walking around, and parts of it are completely done. Parts of it could be opened tomorrow, I think. But there is that big main part right there around Mariposa Plaza that is still under construction. And I think there are parts that haven't even been, there's no pavement, no nothing going on. So, yes, I agree. But it's close. I mean, if you go down there, you can definitely see what is happening, and you can see the vision. You know, like, I mean, it's close enough to completion that you can see what it's going to be like. And I'm very excited. I think it's going to be great. Now, I don't know, you know, again, when that I haven't been paying close enough attention to the timeline to be able to say one way or another. So I'm going to trust you when you say that it should be open already.
I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm vaguely certain.
Well, if not, someone will surely correct you.
Somebody will correct this. Especially those listening on CMAC television. Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Hi, boom. C-Mac. Hi, person really looking awesome at the screen, a picture on the screen.
So, yes, but it's close, man. It's close. They got close. Their parts of the street are paved and, you know, have the yellow lines and everything ready to go.
Oh, yellow lines.
Yeah, yeah. Demarcating the different lanes, and there are two lanes.
Can you fit your vehicle in them?
If you can't, you will not fit a dually. Let me tell you that.
Damn it.
But so a lot of people, when they look at it, they will say, "Is this two lanes?" Question mark, because the mm-hmm. it looks small.
You're anticipating the Twitter jokes already.
I assure you, there are two lanes there. So. Fulton Mall will be ready. Yeah.
Art. How's the fountains? How's the art? How's the art?
There are some fountains set up. Not all of them, I don't think. And they definitely haven't been filled or anything like that. The artwork, I don't think, has been set out because I think that's all part of that Mariposa Plaza. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that's going to be the last pieces, the last piece to move, you know. So I think that'll be the last piece to get done. So yeah, I don't know. Can't help you more than
Fulton
that.
Mall. Still Fulton Mall.
Still no. Still Fulton Mall. No, it's not the Fulton Mall. It is no. If you walk down there right now, I do not believe there's any way that you can say, yeah, this is the same Fulton Mall that it was earlier this year. So that's what I say anyway.
Okay.
That's my take on it. It is now officially Fulton Street, or it's now officially some sort of like Breaking question mark out. Fulton question mark, question mark, because Fulton it's Street not mall. Yet a street, but it's definitely not a mall.
Not a mall, but not yet a street.
There you go.
But they got street signs.
It does have street signs, yeah, and they're really nice. They're different than the rest of the city, and I think that's okay.
Because Fulton wants to be special.
It needs to be special, I think. Okay. It needs to be its own little district or its own little place down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the reason, you know, the sign is just done a specific way. And I believe that FresYes.com has a nice little, I believe it's FresYes, has a nice little interview with Suzanne Bertrosa, who did the design work on the signage down there.
She's the coolest.
And yeah, so I think they actually talk with her to get you know, to find out why exactly they were the way they are and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So you should go there and read
it.
I
read it.
Oh, did
That's
you?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I read it. It's a Heather McLean piece.
Heather McLean does some good work she's not writing about drinking at Disneyland,
which is important actually.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So go buy that. It's a book. Have you read? Do you know about this book? It seems
I
like
have.
This would be a book. Okay, you own it or you just
Kindle version. I don't know if there's a print.
Oh, Kindle version. Well, you're better than me, Mike. So there you go.
I need these things. I need drinking guides.
I understand. Right. I don't go to Disneyland enough to need these things. But if I do, I'll get the book and bone up before I go. So. There we are. Next. I'm just moving us along.
Let's get this thing moving. July, man. A lot of stuff to get out there and do in July.
Okay. You are correct.
Okay. I'm trying to decide whether it's time yet. No. Well, we're still downtown, so I can throw this out here.
Okay.
There's more coffee shops. Have you been to Dale Brothers yet?
There are more coffee shops. Well, there's a new one after that. There's a place called Brewfix that just opened up on Fulton Street, like, okay. I don't know, not too far down from me in the LEED building or the LEED development down there on Fulton, right just up from Stanislaw, right down the road from Cornerstone Coffee. So, yeah, it's... Dale Brothers opened up on P Street, which I'm kind of excited about that whole little development down there around where the old Ice House used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they opened the coffee shop. I believe, was it a Quesadilla Gorilla is going to go in there?
Oh, really?
Okay. I believe so. I believe they were going to have.
Go ahead.
Go.
Yeah. No. Go.
So there are several things going in there. In that little spot. And I really like that part of downtown. I think it's,
Warehouse, you know,
we're talking about, P Street between Ventura and, Tulare, I guess.
Kind of, you know, south of the Amtrak station. From the Amtrak station.
But, you know, and I kind of feel like that whole area. So, you know, from the, you know, from Van Ness on, you know, that whole area in of, you know, M Street, all that, where the Galleria is, there's a lot of law offices and stuff down there. The federal courthouse is down there, and it's just a really beautiful part of downtown. I think it's like a very much a, under, I don't want to say underutilized, but I think most people don't realize that it's there. Like, I don't think they understand, like, how cool it actually is. Yeah. Maybe they just drive by. They don't really get to explore down like there. So
the area it's very beautiful. Around Sal and Arena, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. And so, you know, I would suggest people should just go down there and explore some. Because it's really pretty. There's a lot of trees. It's just a different feeling than kind of the rest of downtown. Mm-hmm. And now there's a coffee place down there that I haven't been to yet, but I'm hoping to get to soon. And then Brewfix is the other one, and that's down here, close to where I live in the Cultural Arts District. And it was really good. I went there earlier this week when I saw that it was open, and hoping for good things. You know, I have my fingers crossed.
Is that the only one in the Cultural Arts Mural District? The coffee.
Well, there's Cornerstone Coffee, which is in the Cornerstone Church.
Okay.
And it's an actual coffee place.
Do you have to show your Jesus card to get in there?
You do not have to. Oh, okay. I have been there many times.
They didn't even ask. Hey, what's up? What do you think about Jesus, huh, bro?
I walked into over the threshold, and I didn't like catch on fire or anything. That's fine. No, but it's really good, and they have pastries and different things. But, you know, I think there can never be enough coffee places. And, I mean, here's the truth about it. So Cornerstone,
is there too many? Can we have too many? Is there too much now?
Is there too many? Can we support this many coffee places?
Can we support?
I think yes, because, look, the Cornerstone – well, so the other coffee places downtown, so there's Lana – there's the Valparaiso, I think that's what it's called, Valparaiso, in Bitwise.
It was over by Tioga. Valparaiso's right. In Bitwise.
The Dale Brothers. Those are all downtown, but they're, like, from where I'm at, they're a little far, right? Mm-hmm. I can't walk there. Mm-hmm. I can't get there kind of easily.
You can't throw a coffee mug that far.
Right. So, and then Cornerstone Coffee is great. It has limited hours. It's not going to be open on the weekends. It's not, you know, whereas Brewfix is going to be open. I think it's open 7 days from what it looked like. So, you know, for me, that means I have a place that I can go to at the times that I normally go to get coffee from a place. So, you know, I think if people do good work and make good product, for sure we'll be able to support them, you know. And it's weird because I feel like in other cities, like, that's not even here, it's a question, you know, like, oh, can downtown support God? But other places, there's coffee houses everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. Like literally, you know, around the corner from it. And I mean, we have that too with Starbucks and stuff, you know. Right. So like,
River Park has two Starbucks in the same parking lot.
And look at a Starbucks. Yeah. Right. It's crazy. So like, you know, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I'm very excited, for that kind of explosion. I think it's something that we need. I love coffee.
Yeah.
So there.
Oh, and I hear that, Lana and Ampersand are taking over the review.
That is correct. Yeah. Well, and I just saw today. I think they're taking over the front, and I don't know this for sure, and I haven't read this story, but so Mia Kappa has had the back mm-hmm. room. Well, I think I was looking at a thing today that was calling.
They're gonna,
what would have been the Mia Kappa back room.
Yeah.
Like the Mia Studio and Gallery.
Yeah, the owners that are selling to Lana. Well, I read the Fresno the article. They like want to run the back. I don't know about run, but they still want to do stuff in the back. They want to do events and like whatnots, but they don't want any part of that coffee. running that stuff. They want to do the fun stuff right in the back.
So I'm looking. I'm looking at their Facebook page right now. So they're going to be closed starting July 2nd.
They don't want to do and that. And then they're going to reopen. The front.
What's that?
They don't want to do that day-to-day BS stuff.
Yeah, that's probably true. So they're going to reopen as the Review Coffee Bar in August. So they're going to close, so they'll be done. So you won't be able to go into the coffee portion from July until August. But they're going to be open as soon as possible. And they're going, I guess, back to the old name, which is the Review. Mm-hmm. And then the Neighbors is the Mia Studio and Gallery, and so I guess that's the back room there, and they'll open up and they'll have concerts and other stuff there. So that's really cool. I think that's a good I think that's probably a good thing. You know, I think the Lana people, Ampersand people have, you know,
they got the hot hand right now.
Right. I mean, they have shown that they're able to do things and do them well. And that's a great space. And it's been there forever as a coffee place. Right. And you know that people will support it there. And hopefully that backspace will be used, more as well, as, you know, these people maybe have time to kind of focus on really just getting, good stuff in there. So.
Metal shows.
There are a lot of metal shows, and at least there's at least going to be one punk show coming up.
Not back there.
Oh yeah.
What?
No, really? that's no joke. Yeah, they have metal shows back there. Yeah, Rad. You know, Rad Music. The Rad local Stacey? Promoters. There's a local promotion company called Rad Music, uh-huh. And they've been booking back there, and they've been booking some metal shows. Yeah, no joke.
That's hilarious. I gotta go now.
Yeah. So, I think it's gonna be cool. I'm very excited to see what they have going on there.
Yeah, something. What else? We talked about the Tower District. We don't get.
I know
to talk
we
about
got
tower
out
that
downtown.
Much.
Whoa, man. How is that possible? Well, if we want to get out of downtown and talk about a different part of Fresno, can we talk about Clovis West?
Clovis West, the new town of Clovis West, proposed
the
town.
New town.
There's a proposal that's been put out to the internet.
Put out by you, actually. You put out this proposal on your website.
I forget. The internet just
calling
blends everything.
For. A well, essentially
well,
saying
okay,
that
it started by
we
had two hits to the psyche this past month. One was Gary Bredefeld pushed through this "In God We Trust" moniker the city council chambers.
Yeah, so now we have the
city
giant
of Fresno
sign.
"In God We Trust." Just got it
it's
in there.
Beautiful though. It's beautiful.
Took a month, like. It was done, and then like as soon as it was approved, it was like boom, signage.
Yeah, they had it up. It's like they had the letters just waiting to be.
They're just like waiting. The guys are outside in the truck, just like.
okay, we're ready. Right.
So now we have this "In God We Trust," which
right,
you know,
right there on the dais. Right.
It's. There is this thing of church and I believe in I'm not an atheist. I'm a Catholic. there's a thing of called separation of church and state city council is state and God is in the church. So it's really just I just don't understand why you even think about doing that. It's just,
well, you know, so there,
why do you bother taking the time? It's just, it doesn't really matter anything. So, you know, that is there, not there, kind of.
Right.
Other
right.
than that, we look hokey to an outsider to me, but.
Sure. Right. Okay.
But it's really not that big deal, but it's also like,
what was the point? What was the point?
Yeah. It's not doing anything.
Well, and I think that's probably why it got passed, was because, look, even if you didn't care, like, you know, even if you were like, well, that's fucking stupid, you're not going to vote no on it, right? Because who cares, you know? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think it probably passed because people were just like, let them have it. Who cares? Yeah. and whether or not
it's just so silly. We're not. It's something. Here's what it is. It's something. A town of 10,000 that's bored off their ass.
Right.
That like don't do anything. They're just like
right.
What could we, man? What? We don't have anything to vote for. Hey, I know. Let's put in God We Trust. Let's vote for that. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Well, I
that's
saw something really a bored
ass city does, not a city with freaking right. some of the worst six, gangs in the country largest. And the freaking right. sprawl. Like we have all kinds of issues, and they're like, let's see, let's put God in God right. We Trust under the city day. Good. That'll be neat. Come on, guys.
I saw this.
Let's
really,
live in the real world, please.
Someone had posted a comment that I thought was really. I thought.
See, there's like, the right cops on. Are outside right now doing stuff. We don't need to.
something I thought was right on point. You know, they were saying that we want they are trying to push through this thing to get In God We Trust on. In the city council chambers, when they could just sort of pass, do deeds that show that they actually trust in, act the way that like
right,
act instead the way of like
you would think Jesus or God right, would right, want right. you to act,
yeah,
instead of putting it up there.
So the that was the first one. What was the second chambers. One? What was the second hit?
And then the second hit. Came when, last November, the state of California, Fresno, uh-huh. too, voted to legalize marijuana and all
oh, no shit.
Forms of uses. No, yes.
Just kidding. I knew that.
Oh, you're a whoa. No way, bro.
What? This happened?
Yeah.
Okay, so
you can, legalize, you can grow.
Right,
you know, six plants or something. Right. You can have a certain amount of pot on and smoke it. You know, just don't go in public, but do whatever the hell you want at your house.
Yeah,
and so it did leave room for cities individually to vote whether they want dispensaries, whether they want it legal in their city or not. I don't know why add this. Apparently, Nevada just recently passed. Legalized it and weren't any restrictions or anything. Just didn't even vote on. Midnight. Just said, "Hey, it's legal."
It happens midnight. Yeah, today, from what I saw.
So
it's okay. So yeah. Go
so,
ahead.
So the city council voted to say no to dispensaries, no to just basically no.
Yeah.
For pot, on all forms, pretty much. I think the medical is still up for. Debate
for debate, I suppose.
But essentially, just saying no, city of Fresno, you can't grow pot.
Right, they essentially said whatever. Right, they are making it as hard as possible for people to,
even though the city of Fresno
to
majority
to use their legal right to have right.
And so the majority of Fresno voted yes for this, but. Northeast Fresno, there's two areas of Fresno that didn't, Northeast being the prominent one. And it's sort of just, and this, all this message of voting no seemed to have come from the Northeast. I don't have specific data and math to, other than
to
the fact
that
they voted no, but it just culminated in Northeast Fresno. It seems like, whenever there's something non-progressive to vote against, or something backwards. That's progressive whenever we step backwards, it comes from Northeast Fresno. Led by Northeast Fresno. So I just wrote a post basically saying, in Northeast Fresno's Clovis Unified School District, the main high school is Clovis West. It's just like, you know what? They don't want to be in Fresno. Northeast Fresno people don't come downtown. They don't come to
Tower.
They don't
want to be.
They don't.
Right.
They don't come to Sunnyside. They don't come to the West Fresno. They don't want to be in Fresno. We don't want them. The rest of us don't want them to be in Fresno either. Let's let them go.
Let's just annex. Yes.
They can be called Clovis West because that's what they want. They want to be in Clovis anyway. So just let Clovis annex them, or just call them a new town of Clovis.
Now, has Clovis made any decisions re marijuana usage?
I don't know. Good question. I never thought of that.
I should find out. Yeah,
I'll Roy Appleton would be the person to ask.
Because that would be interesting. I know that.
Come on.
Well, you never know. There are many instances where Clovis has shown to be slightly more progressive than Fresno in some way.
Where is this?
The trail system that they have running throughout their whole city.
Well, Northeast Fresno urban planning has that same urban system. Planning.
Yeah, Clovis West, right?
Right, Clovis West.
Anyway, I enjoyed the post. I think it's
I'm just having fun, but also
it's
frustrating. I've been wanting to do a post about we're not in Texas, we're in fucking California.
Right.
Get over it. Like, if you want to live in Texas, go live in Texas. But we're in California. Please let us. We're paying a lot more money than other states are for our real estate. Let us enjoy the benefits of being in California. Stop being freaking Bible Belt Texas. I'm tired of that running the city. Like, we can't just sit here and wait for all these people to die off before we can take the city, become a progressive city. We have to we're running out of time here, Josh. I'm getting too old. I'm tired of Fresno being a progressive city. I'm done.
But okay. and so you want
to talk me down, Josh.
And I can't. I don't think I can. It is sort of frustrating, and this is definitely one that I think a lot of people came out for and really were
this post as a blogging blogger talk, this post has gone past your readership when I get all kinds of hate comments and people that don't here's the telltale sign used to this being at the B. You get all kinds of.
Let me tell you.
Get all kinds of people. I'm used to just internet people that are sort of savvy and understand the voice of a blogger and understand this is mostly tongue in cheek and blah blah blah.
Right.
But when you get outside of that, and then you get people start going, "Your article is the telltale
your
sign."
Article. Right.
When they say article, I'm like, uh-oh. This person doesn't know internet. They just said your article offended me.
Fake news or what?
I didn't get the fake news. That's a whole other thing we'll talk about later. Yeah. But
so it offended someone.
It offended people, and for that I'm sorry.
Because they live in
Northeast Fresno, and their argument is, I worked hard and to get in this area, and we all work hard out in this area. So basically you're saying your point of you ran far away from the inner city
as you could, which is what
Northeast Fresno is.
that's the old white flight. We got to get out of here. Yeah.
I'm like, oh boy, we got to keep moving north.
I loved your post in that you were like, oh, hey, what's a good name for it? And then you had all these other names, and then it ended up being Clovis West, and it was just such a perfect setup for it. So, and I also think it's interesting that, marijuana topic actually made for some strange bedfellows, because maybe for the first time ever, Clint Olivier was on the side.
Yeah, look at our boy, Clint Olivier. He sees the money, the amount of money that Fresno's giving up by not legalizing this. And I hope Kalinga is the one Fresno County city that's being looking at this seriously as a pro.
Yeah,
and I think they still have some things to okay. I don't think they've completely okayed it. But they're looking at this. I hope that Kalinga just goes full bore with it, because it will just be this completely be able to see, like, this is what we could have had.
Right. No, Kalinga's, yeah. I mean, we'll definitely be able to see, like in a year or 2 years or 5 years, we'll be able to see exactly how, you know, how much it has affected them, and, you know, whether the other side is true, whether, you know, we'll see. Is it safer there? Are there a bunch of marijuana addict freak kids roaming the streets and trying to murder people or whatever? I don't know. Is that what – I think that's what they think's gonna happen, right?
Well, they think crime's going to – well, they're saying, like, well, because in Colorado, like, the police chief in Boulder – or Denver told Chief Dyer, like, yeah, a couple of these places get broken into. And he's like, oh, crap. Like, as if we don't have any stores that get broken into.
Right, at least
I've never seen a liquor store get robbed here. I've never seen that happen here. I've never seen jewelry store get robbed here. No, those don't happen here.
I think that, you know,
we're stopping jewelry stores and liquor stores.
there are complaints and questions to be had. You know, I mean, I think this is a thing that we really have to work through, I think there are legitimate questions that people have about safety, about different things. I don't think it's anything we can't figure out or anything that other places aren't figuring out right now. And you know, I think that you could make an argument against having dispensaries right now if your argument was like, hey, there's a bunch of other cities that are figuring this out right now, so let's give ourselves a year to like realize best practices, right? So really study other cities and what they're doing, so that when we finally do have it, we can do it in the right way, because we're learning from other places and using their best practices, right? Like, I think that's an argument that you could make. That's like logical, and I would go, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so in a year, once we have all this information with the other places, we can like kind of set up what's going to work. Okay, but that's not the argument being made, you know.
Right.
The argument being made is like, oh, we can't have it because it's dangerous or whatever. And it's like, well, dude, look, that was the argument that you should have been, whoever should have been making when it was on, you know, when it was being voted for at the state level. And that didn't pass muster, apparently. So, look, I mean, I guess Gary Bredefeld, if he is being honest, that the majority of his constituents voted against the proposition, then I guess he could argue legitimately that he's doing what he thinks is best for his constituents. And then you have to look at, you know, what about the rest of the council and what do they think? So,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just, you know,
I see your frustration.
Yeah. Northeast Fresno said, no, okay, that's fine. But why does Northeast Fresno's mindset always seem to control everything?
Right.
Fresno needs to keep a very watchful eye on Northeast Fresno. And well, I don't think we've ever gone against Northeast Fresno on anything except for maybe the BRT. I mean,
BRT,
And even that, they watered it down. They got it watered down. So it's like,
it does seem like there's a clash up. It's the tale of two cities, man. Remember Alan Ossie?
Yep.
He was right.
And he is a Northeast Fresno boy.
I know, through and through.
Basically, whenever I go up there, there's Bubba walking around. Hey, how you doing?
He can be mayor of Clovis.
I heard a rumor he walks the Buchanan track, which is North Clovis.
Whoa. All right. He's Clovis now. What do you think? Time for Band of the Episode?
Yeah, let's get a Band of the Episode. Let's have some fun. I've been so angry.
Right. Yeah, I had fun. I'm trying to bring you back down here.
Yeah.
So, oh, man. Oh, so Band of the Episode. Let's go with this guy, Omar Ara. He is a local rapper here. One of the crew of guys that are sort of around Fashawn. And he is playing this Senkal Everything show happening on, I think it's the 8th. Let me do a quick look, but I think it's the 8th at Fulton 55. And this is a, it's a show. It's happened a couple of times at, and it's a hip hop showcase that's put on by DJ K Rich. And I actually think once upon a time they did a mixtape too. And it's just, you know, if you're into local hip hop, this is the thing. And, yeah, so it's on the 8th, of July, and Omar is going to headline. Let's listen to a quick track.
I stay Manny Fresh, cause your boy big time. Toes light up when they see a nigga shining. They say I ain't balling. I say, who the hell cares when you're making way more than you did on welfare? On the east side, nigga, that ain't never gonna change. Wanted one, I ain't need a gold chain. If you see me switching lanes with a pretty young thing, you should know that's just my MO. It ain't really nothing strange. I don't even know the strange. I just know it got me high. I ain't never looking plain. Boy, I'm only looking fly. They said we could never die. Little niggas is immortal with my soul in the clouds and my flesh in the soil. I stay Manny Fresh, fresh. I stay Kanye. I stay Kanye, yeah. ASAP Rocky with my jewelry on display. Niggas wanna hate when they see a nigga shine. Shut it off, flavor flag, yeah, boy, it's my time. They gon' play this on the radio 1100 times. Niggas wanna diss, got 1100 rhymes. I woke up in the morning and I still wasn't signed. And just like every other day, it blew my fucking mind. Lord knows I gotta shine. We can't let the devil in. Plus my nigga told my mama rap will put her in a bin. On the first, pay the rent, turning up on the second. Nigga Pac said it best, why I gotta wait for heaven. I stay Manny Fresh, fresh. I stay Kanye, yeah. ASAP Rocky with my jewelry on display. Niggas wanna hate when they see a nigga shine. But it's all flavor flav, yeah, boy, it's my time. I stay Manny Fresh, fresh. I stay Kanye, yeah. ASAP on display.
On display.
Niggas wanna hate when they
and
see
there you go.
A nigga shine,
so, Omar.
Good stuff, man. Yeah, boy, and he actually, while, you know, some years back, yeah. I remember.
And he also has a mini documentary out about him. He was invited, I think last year or the year before, to Atlanta to play this big hip hop festival, and this local documentary filmmaker traveled out there with him and, you know, created this whole thing, kind of a story about, you know, being a hip hop artist and the grind, mm-hmm. You know, the what it takes to actually be out there and doing this. So, if you go to the Fresno Bee and you search his name, Omar Ara, and it's A-U-R-A, I did a piece about it not too long ago, that you can read, about the documentary, so you could check that out. And then, of course, the Senkal Everything show happening on the 8th. There it is.
There it is.
That's all that, we got for
hey,
that one.
Big, stay in the music here. Finally, yeah. Dude. Foo.
Yeah. Foo. Oh, man. That's Foo. It's such a... Okay.
Foo yeah. Fighters are coming to Fresno.
Coming to Fresno is a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
Part of their tour.
This is... I remember doing a show where we were talking about, like, what band has never been to Fresno? You must see, and right. I said, Foo Fighters. You two and Foo right. Fighters. And
there it was.
There's you, Foo Fighters, bro.
Foo Fighters coming through.
Finally.
It's, yeah.
I don't even know that. The Nirvana's never, did Nirvana ever play?
I don't think
Fresno?
They, no.
I don't think so. Huh?
No. I mean, maybe, but nothing that I've ever seen.
Yeah, maybe so, yeah, early so. On, but. Like one of those.
Hey, so answer me this because people are asking.
Okay.
How come Foo Fighters is like such the biggest rock band ever? I love how you.
Right. it's because it's a serious question. Like, it's a serious question. I gotta think about it. Dave Grohl is like the coolest. Okay, for one, he's the biggest star of all. You know. Not of all time, biggest star out there, rock star out there. He is part of one of the most important bands in history of music in Nirvana, okay. And then he has his own band that is maybe the biggest rock band out there.
Okay.
Because they put out important music, important rock music, important for the rock scene. No, there isn't that much going on in the rock scene. And Nirvana is at least keeping rock alive. One of the bands keeping
Foo Fighters,
rock
you mean? Alive.
Foo Fighters, sorry.
Yeah.
And and they put on a hell of a show, and they're just very like what you want your rock stars to be, like cool. Like not like dicks or anything. They're just like bro. They're like, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Here's what I think. I think the Foo Fighters it is Dave Grohl. And it's because Dave Grohl is he's a music nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you have to love him because he loves music, you know? Like he's as much of a fan as you are. And so that's really appealing to people. And so I think that people that maybe wouldn't normally even be into Foo Fighters, like really, I mean, they're like, "Oh, Foo Fighters are good." But like, look, Foo Fighters aren't necessarily the like best rock band in the world, like, right? I mean, there's a bunch of bands that probably deserve to be way bigger than Foo Fighters. But Foo Fighters are somehow big, right? And that's not to say I'm not taking anything away from Foo Fighters, or trying to trash talk Foo Fighters. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah.
Okay. But somehow they are. And I think it's because Dave Grohl is, the personality that he is.
Yeah.
Okay. And also the show is good. Right. And I'm sure it's going to be an amazing show for everyone.
He understands, what the people want. He gets it. And a lot of people, like, he's doing what he knows what the fans want him to do. Yeah. He's not like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if you guys like it, fine. If you don't, I don't care. He's like, he's opposite of that. He's like, you want to hear this song? All right. We can play that song. Cool. We'll play it. Blah, blah, blah.
He does. Yeah. He seems like a very accessible.
Yes.
Accessible guy. But okay. So that is happening. I forgot about that, but that was definitely big news. And
I got my tickets.
Well, there you go.
You better get some press action on that.
I know. I need to.
You
got
to meet Dave, sure that's man. Happening.
Well,
the Dave Grohl.
That would be great. Okay. What else? Anything else? What else is happened in the?
I've got you here, Josh. You're here in front of the Flowing with Famous listener and the people on CMAC. Because, by the way, we are on CMAC now.
We are on CMAC. That's good. Thursday night. Yeah, that's a
CMAC
good thing
channel.
To let people know.
On the televisions.
Yeah, on the televisions.
Is Fresno B fake news? Fake news.
Oh, God.
Fresno B fake news.
No.
No.
No. Man,
you don't
look,
sit
I,
there at your desk and write, like, I know up some fake stuff I can write. You don't
look,
do that?
Come
on, Josh.
I want to call for a complete moratorium. Look.
Answer the question, Josh. You're being cagey.
I put this on Twitter earlier today, actually, in a conversation with a couple of Fresno City Council members. Unless we're talking about Taylor Swift moving to Fresno or sex colonies
is
on
she
Mars.
Wait, Taylor Swift is moving to Fresno?
Unless we're talking about Taylor Swift or sex colonies on Mars, no one should be using fake news. I mean, I feel like it's completely overused. It's misused. You know, it's this thing that people really, what they're saying is like,
what you're saying.
One of two things. It's so either I don't like what you're saying, or I don't think what you're saying is important. And both of those I think are honest reactions to stories, right? But like, look, I wrote a story the other day about this cat biography for a cat who was being adopted. It's one of those, you know, adoption centers.
A
cat.
That makes a little more sense than my first thought that popped in my head.
So it's a cat house on the Kings. They have this cat at one of their adoption centers. Uh-huh. It's like this gigantic, probably weighs like 30 pounds. And it's kind of an asshole cat.
And they're trying to
adopt it, right?
So they write this
biography. You know how they have the little bios about all the animals, like Patches is a blah, 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 like whatever, you know? So they write this biography. The cat's name is Gnocchi, they write this biography, and it's hilarious because they're just like straight out about it. They're like, yeah, this cat is kind of mean, and it might like it tries to bite people, and like if you have kids, like you probably shouldn't have this cat. Like, and it was just hilarious. Okay, so several people like had been, I'd seen it. Several people had been talking about it, sharing it around. I was like, man, okay, this is something like people are talking about. So I did this little piece and I put it up. Okay. Some people would say that's fake news. Okay. But it's not. It's not fake news. Now, you can argue that it's not newsworthy, right. Let's say, and I'll put that in quotes.
You can say not,
and
that's fair. Not.
But it's not fake news. It's completely news. It's something that people are talking about that they find extraordinary and whatever. So it's not fake news.
I might want to click on that story more than I see a story of, you know, Sacramento man gets shot. I see cat has bio. I'd be like, oh, that's
that wasn't the headline we used, but that would be great. Anyway, so I think some people think that's, you know, when that's what they're talking about when they say fake news. And the other thing is like, I disagree with the premise of the story. So they immediately just say fake news instead of like saying, hey, I don't think this is right. And then also, you know, I think sometimes bad reporting or incorrect reporting gets called fake news, and mm-hmm. it's not, right? So like if I write a story about I don't know, a shooting and it turns out that the information that I have is somehow incorrect because I don't know, the witness is unreliable or whatever. I don't know, whatever it is, my source is lied to me. That's not fake news either, right? It's not. It's bad. It's bad reporting. It was a mistake, but it's not fake news, right? Fake news is that there's a sex colony. You know, there's a colony of sex slaves on Mars, right? Yeah. Like that's fake news. Fake news is Britney Spears is moving to Fresno, or I think I saw one. I don't know, the president's from Kenya. Like, that's fake news, stuff that is obviously fake and written for a specific purpose of being fake, if that makes sense. So, like, I don't know. I really am, this whole fake news thing is just getting, I don't use it anymore, I say. Unless you're really talking about actual news, fake news, like actual
that is
stuff that is fake, like
fictitious news.
You know, Planned Parenthood selling baby parts, whatever, something that's actually fake, as opposed to just like, oh, I don't agree with this. Well, just come out and be, just say that, you know, or like, oh, this is bias news. Even I would think is better. I think it's stupid that argument about like news organizations being biased, but just say that bias news. Well, okay. Then I know you think this story is biased.
If you're going to say fake news, then point specifically what sentence is not real. Like,
how is it? Right.
Show me a sentence that's fake. Like, read it to me and tell me that's fake. Don't it's always very generalized. Like, that's fake. Like, well, what's fake about it? What's fake? Well, it's just there's bias. Okay, what line in this story is biased? What line is not real, not a real report?
Right. Yeah. So I have been, if it were up to me, we would never use the word fake news again.
Wow. Good luck.
Sorry.
It's not up to you, bro.
Well, you have your progressive president, and you have Clovis West. I have fake news. That's just the way it is. All right. What? Anything else to serve the cause for this episode?
Well, I have one question. It's too big for this month. I think it's something to ponder for us.
Okay.
I'm
ready for it, though.
Perfect.
Okay.
Flowing a famous listener and us as hosts.
As hosts, okay.
How?
And then
we
can come back to it,
Yeah, we'll come back to it in August.
Yeah. And hopefully maybe some people will comment.
Right.
And then we can actually have an actual conversation about it.
How do we become cooler, Fresno? How do we, Portland, everyone thinks is cool. Portland's a cool town. San Francisco's a cool town. San Diego's a cool town. LA, cool town. Nobody really gives Sacramento, I don't know, people say cool town, but they also don't say anything bad. Nothing.
They don't.
Nothing gets said bad about Sacramento. They have the same weather we do.
Well, like, same except for Sacramento does get trashed on because all the politicians.
Right. Well, yeah, that's sort of a separate.
But as a city, right? Okay.
Right. As a city, no one says like Sacramento.
Yeah. Oh, they got bad. Yeah.
So, but Fresno, we get crapped on. So, like, how do we not? How do we become hip? Like,
okay,
how are we going to do this?
Okay, I like it. I think that's we just put that down right now for our topic.
Right.
Next month,
let's all let that your little July pool parties. Think about talk that. About, throw that around.
And maybe then, next time then we have maybe 4 or 5 suggestions.
Right.
And we might be able to put one of them forward. I like
it. Is it rooftop bars? More tacos, more trails,
right?
More beer. Like, what are we gonna?
What's the thing? Yeah, I love it. I think that's a great idea. I have some ideas already, but you're right. It's probably a little more for this episode. So now is the time of the episode, though, when we plug it up. I'll let you go first.
Oh, crap.
With your plugs and or recommendation. You weren't ready for it.
No, I'm fine. All the other podcasts in our little Dorktown network.
Okay.
If you're into podcasts, they might then be about Fresno, but they're also podcasts like this one.
They're also podcasts.
They qualify. Dorktown podcast, Dorktown comedy, variety comedy podcast. Show with Bells pretty and funny. Producer Becky. I always do that.
Floyd, we're on there. Yeah.
Perfect Pour. Craft Beer Show with Nick and the Matt and the Palatano. We talk about beer geek stuff and a lot of local stuff gets brought up on that show. So if you're into beer at all, come on. Perfect Pour. And you like Harrison Ford? Who does not like Harrison Ford? There's nobody that's like, I don't like Harrison Ford. Come on.
Just kidding.
I can see people think that maybe he's not the best actor at all. I can see they are completely wrong, but I can see people saying that. But everyone likes him. And I have a podcast with Trent all about Harrison Ford. It's called Get Off My Podcast. There you go.
Get Off My Podcast. You got to say it the right way, though.
Get Off My Podcast. That's how you put it. And then the Fresnan.com where I weekly write a post about Fresno at the last second, usually every Tuesday. Although this week I was feverishly writing. Sometimes it goes till 11:15, 8 p.m. on the Tuesday. And I was I had that post like 90% done at 11:59. I was like, I'm just going to post it because I got to keep in the time. And I was like writing in it, and all of a sudden it struck midnight, and I was like, "Oh crap! I missed the deadline." My own second. So roughly every Tuesday there's a new post on the Fresnan. So that's enough.
All right, and I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com, where you can go and see things that I've written about cats and whatnot, fake cat news. And I will also plug my several bands. I mean, one is Big Balls, which is an AC/DC cover band. It's not funny.
It is funny. Out of context, right. Like that.
But the band is called Big Balls. It's an AC/DC cover band. I am in with the guys from Sparkle Jet and a couple of other
dream team. Right?
I mean, it's a great band. I'm really proud to be in it. And Ron Doc Morris is playing guitar also. So we're actually playing a show on the 16th of July at Fulton 55. And that's a Sunday night show, kind of early stuff, early thing. So if you're if you're an older dude like me who finds it hard to get out sometimes in the evenings, you can go out early, probably be done and home by, I don't know, 10:30, something like that. Yeah. And then I'll also plug my band, my other band, It'll Grow Back, who doesn't play as often anymore. But I do believe we're going to have a show coming up in July as well. And I think this is going to be at that Mia Kappa place. Or what used to be the Mia Gallery, whatever. So, you know, look for that. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and all that, and you can look for that, and hopefully you'll be able to see it. Either of those, love to have people come out and you know, enjoy some music and have a good time. So there it is. Anything else for the good of the cause?
I don't think so, man. Just everyone, just when you're talking to your other fellow Fresno friend,
yeah, tell them about it.
Hey, there's a podcast about Fresno.
Say, hey, you know, have you heard?
It's been around for 13 years almost, so.
And it's really good. Oh, and also, you can let they can let people know that it's on CMAC.
Yes, CMAC.
So Fresno's, you can watch it on CMAC.
Fresno's public sort of, hope this doesn't offend CMAC by saying public access community.
Yeah, no, it's public. It's community media access. Community media
access. You can, if you want to do a show, you can. On television, you can get with the CMAC people.
Yeah, you can jump through some hoops and do the show.
You can do some. So they were very gracious to let us have a show on a CMAC network.
It's really awesome. Cool. I'm happy. I saw that this week and
was Thursdays really excited. At 10. So. Originally it was Saturdays at 10, but now it's switched to Thursdays at 10. They're already moving our time slot around.
I know. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
But it was pretty rad because I've had TiVo since like its inception, and for like 10 years I just loved the TiVo. It's just better than the cable networks on demand.
Sure.
When that first went on, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I can see it on TiVo. Like, it's probably not TiVo. In there. I go in there and it's there. It's totally on TiVo. With Famous, and it has the stuff I wrote for the show notes. In the channel description, in the episode description.
Did you get embarrassed a little bit and like, I gotta do better?
Oh yeah. That was just like, oh my God, that looks terrible up on a TV. But it was just like cool to see something I wrote was in the TV guide of my television. And so thank you, CMAC. Thank you. Thank you, Brian and CMAC in general. That was awesome.
Cool. All right, so that is it for this episode. I'm going to go ahead and count us out. So if you hate the song,
get ready.
Turn us off now. 4, 3, 2, 1.